So going back to the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, there was increasingly devious plans to sort of undermine the process, especially after the walls were built, before the gates were put up. And Nehemiah was even falsely prophesied to by hired guns that he should go hide in the temple. And that would be just a setup for his assassination, but also a sign of lack of trust that he was running, that he had done something wrong and needed to hide. Sanballat and his group of leaders, 4 times sent letters to get him to come out into the open and quote-unquote talk. The last one, an open letter that was propaganda being spread around about how they were, Jerusalem was preparing to revolt and he, Nehemiah, would be king. His response is, I believe, what our response should be when we are slandered, when we are invited out into the open to get taken out, when we are invited to run and hide in our lives, in our relationships, in our circumstances. His response was essentially this: there is great work being done and still to be done here. I am on the wall building and I cannot come down. I believe that is an appropriate response to the voices in our head that say, you're not getting anywhere, you're not going anywhere. To the voices from our families who ridicule us. I'm not saying that's in every family, I'm just saying sometimes family can be kryptonite. You're forced back into your rightful place. And that is not who you are in Christ. Yeah. Those voices of friends and family, interference from job or whatever, anything that come against your that comes against your forward progress with Christ, yeah, you have to say, a wall is being built here, a wall of holiness, and I cannot come down. I simply don't have time. I'm simply too busy building the wall of God's holiness in my life.